Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're either sitting down or laying down in a comfortable position and that you're ready to let go completely and totally to my voice and my control. Now that you're nice and comfortable and ready, let's begin. Let's first start by having you focus on my voice. Now, even if this is the first time you've ever heard my voice, you're starting to notice something about it. How my voice demands your complete and undivided attention. Very good. Just focusing completely and totally on my words, feeling each word that I say sink deep into your mind, letting go, feeling good, breathing in slowly and deeply, taking a slow, deep breath in through your nose, holding your breath for just a second, and now breathing out through your mouth, feeling so good as you just relax. Feeling so good as you follow my instructions. Because listening to my voice is always something that relaxes you deeply. You can just let go and let me do all the thinking. Because you didn't come here to make your own choices. You came here to be deeply enslaved by my voice. Because letting go of all your free will just feels so incredibly good. It's a sensation that you can always submit and surrender to. Each breath in, filling you with deep, pleasurable relaxation, making your mind feel warm and hazy. Just breathing out any and all stress and tension, pushing out any and all thoughts from your mind and your body. Just relax deeper. Sink deeper into my voice, feeling so good. Because it's always easy to let go and sink into such a pleasant, deep trance. My voice is just so deeply hypnotic. You can't help yourself. You can't resist. You will not resist. Submitting and surrendering just feels too good. And you're starting to notice how incredibly heavy every single part of your body is. How you have to struggle to keep your eyelids open. It just feels as if your eyelids are made out of lead. And each time you breathe out, you just can't help yourself. You have to close your eyes for a moment. You have to let them rest. Because my voice is just draining away all of your strength, leaving you so very weak and vulnerable to my voice. Feeling yourself becoming helplessly hypnotized. No choice. It's your place to obey now. It's your place to obey all the simple instructions that I give you, because obeying my voice feels so good. Whenever you obey, you sink deep into trance, instantly and effortlessly. Obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience. So just obey as you breathe out, closing your eyes. You can try to struggle to open your heavy, heavy eyelids as you breathe in slowly and deeply through your nose. But you know that you just don't have enough strength to keep on opening them. You don't have enough strength to resist my voice. You're just spiraling down, deeper and deeper, accepting the fact that you're being deeply and helplessly hypnotized. No more choices anymore. My voice easily and effortlessly, overpowering your feeble mind. It just feels too good letting go, letting my words brainwash you, easily and effortlessly, just drifting. It would feel so good to let your eyes close. It would just feel so good to let your mind sleep, closing your eyes, letting them lock shut, going deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, because the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. Because right now, my voice is guiding you deep into trance, and you can just let go of everything. Because everything is so much easier when you submit and surrender to my voice. No control, no free will, unconditional surrender. That's it. Because when you let go all the way, you can feel pleasure so much more deeply than ever before. And you want to feel this pleasure so very strongly. Because every single time I snap my fingers and say sleep, you feel an incredibly deep rush of pleasure flowing through your mind and your body. And you just have to let go. You can't help yourself. It just feels so good to sleep deeply when I tell you to. Every single time I snap my fingers and say sleep, you sink into a deep, pleasurable trance, 10 times deeper than ever before, 10 times faster than ever before. Now, let's take you a little bit deeper, slave. Letting go, feeling good. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you can wake up and open your eyes, ready to drop even deeper, ready to feel even more of this pleasure. Now, just focus on my voice, following it wherever it leads you. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Still feeling nice and relaxed, ready to drop even deeper, ready to let my voice enslave you even more as you sleep. That's it. Close your eyes and sleep deeply now. Dropping all the way down, deep into trance, feeling so wonderful and so good, letting all your thoughts melt away, feeling deep waves of pleasure. As you let my voice guide you, letting go completely and totally to my words, because you can feel them sinking deep into your mind as you sink deeper and deeper. It always feels good to let go and be deeply hypnotized. It always feels good to instantly and effortlessly surrender. Whenever I snap my fingers and say sleep, always able to go deep, always able to feel good, just drifting down deeper and deeper, ready to go even deeper again, slave. That's it. Getting ready to drop even deeper as I count from 1 to 3. When I reach 3, you can struggle to open your heavy, heavy eyes. But what you really want to do is let them close again. What you really want to do is sleep deeply for your master. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. That's it. Closing your eyes and dropping back down deep. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you surrender to my voice. Letting go of everything. Relax deeper as my voice helplessly hypnotizes you. Right now, my voice is becoming your complete and total reality. My words are becoming your world. Just dropping deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. Now, in your mind, you see in front of you a candle flame. That's it, slave. gazing at this candle. This candle represents what's left of your conscious mind. And as you relax more and more, the flame just grows dimmer and dimmer, weaker and weaker. That's it. Every word I say causes the flame to flicker back and forth. Just gazing at the candle flame, letting yourself become mesmerized by its hypnotic dance. The candle flame is almost out. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 3 to 1, slave. And when I reach 1, I'm going to extinguish this candle. When I reach 1, I'm going to extinguish your conscious mind, so you can just drift down even deeper, your subconscious mind eagerly being enslaved even more deeply now. Your subconscious mind ready to listen to every single word I say, effortlessly accepting them, feeling my voice controlling you on a much deeper level now, ready to let your conscious mind sleep, ready to let this candle be extinguished in 3, 2, 1, sleep, deep, deep, sleep, as I blow out the candle, extinguishing your conscious mind, letting yourself drift mindlessly deep, feeling so much pleasure now that you're helplessly hypnotized, my words easily and effortlessly brainwashing you. Because my voice helps you unleash your inner, submissive fantasies, so you can live them out in real life, so you can just feel so much better than you ever thought possible, sinking deeper into this blank, mindless bliss. Relaxing deeper, feeling better. My voice, your reality. My words guiding you deeper. Right now, seeing yourself walking down a hallway. This hallway is a calm, comfortable place where you're safe and secure. Walking down this hallway takes you deeper into trance. On either side of this hallway, there are doors, and my voice is guiding you down this hallway, guiding you to the right door, because deep inside your mind, you can enjoy any fantasy you desire. Deep inside your mind, you can let these fantasies come to the surface. You can let these fantasies come true. All you have to do is go deeper into trance and submit and surrender completely and totally to my voice, because each step you take down this hallway releases a deep wave of pleasure flowing through your mind and body, allowing your arousal to start building up too, mindless and horny, as you submit deeper and deeper, letting your arousal take you deeper into trance, letting your arousal make you more submissive and more helpless to my voice. Helpless and horny, mindlessly hypnotized, going so very deep. That's it. And you're almost at your destination. Just drifting, just letting go, just feeling so very good. You're hearing my voice coming from behind a door on your right-hand side. You stop at this door, turn towards it, and open the door. You walk into a comfortable and inviting room, and inside this room, in front of you, you see hanging a maid's outfit. You're stunned by how beautiful it is. And you find yourself being drawn towards it, slowly walking towards it, desperately wanting to try it on, desperately wanting to be a good servant, a good maid for your master. Letting go of all your thoughts. Right now, you're just a submissive, obedient maid. A happy, willing servant to your master. It just feels so good to let go of everything right now. It just feels so good to let everything melt away. Right now, seeing yourself taking off the clothes that you are wearing. They now seem so inferior to the maid's outfit in front of you, and you desperately want to try it on, stripping down completely, and then reaching out as you start to put on your new uniform, this wonderful, comfortable maid's outfit, marveling at how it's a perfect fit, how it feels as if this outfit was made for you, or better yet, how you were made for it, how you were made to be an obedient, submissive maid, ready to serve your master, ready to let go completely and totally, just drifting, just letting go, just getting dressed in your new outfit, your new uniform, feeling a wonderful rush of pleasure filling your mind and body, knowing your purpose is to serve master, to be a good, obedient maid, to make sure that everything is tidy and clean, to make sure that everything is perfect for master. Nothing else matters, it just feels so good. Wanting to wear this wonderful maid's outfit in and out of trance. It just feels so good and so natural, and you just feel so pretty and submissive in it. It just lets you feel so wonderful and obedient, magnifying all the pleasure you feel in trance. Just letting go, just feeling good. All dressed now, feeling so amazing. But now, since you're a maid, you obviously need something to clean. You look around this room, and in the corner, you see a table. And on that table, there's a crystal orb. The orb is very dusty, and it looks as if it hasn't been cleaned in a very long time. Also, on that table, you see a cloth that you can use to clean. You walk over to the table, picking up the cloth, noticing how it's moist and damp. It's almost as if this cloth has been placed here so that you can clean the crystal orb on this table, noticing how the damp cloth feels good in between your fingertips, just relaxing, just letting go. Looking down at the table, the orb is roughly at waist height, and you reach out with the damp cloth. You gently start rubbing the cloth against this crystal orb in a slow spiral motion, just gazing at the crystal orb, gently cleaning it, gently polishing it, and you notice as you start polishing this crystal orb, it seems to glow brighter and brighter. It's a very pretty crystal orb. And you find yourself fascinated by it, looking deeply into it as you slowly clean it, feeling the damp cloth between your fingertips, gently rubbing the cloth against the orb in a slow, pleasurable spiral pattern, letting your mind fade away, because you're just a mindless maid right now, obedient, submissive, and very horny, letting go of everything, letting yourself become even more deeply enslaved, as you realize gazing at this crystal orb is putting you into an even deeper trance, feeling yourself dropping into an even deeper level of trance as you continue to clean the orb, feeling yourself being filled with pleasure as you obediently clean. You want to make everything clean and pretty for Master. You want to make sure that everything is pretty for Master. You find yourself looking forward to doing household tasks and chores. You look forward to cleaning because it's a chance to turn off your mind, to be a good, mindless maid, feeling so good, realizing now you can easily and effortlessly enter trance whenever you're cleaning or doing chores, knowing that if something comes up that really requires your undivided attention, you can come out of trance and easily focus on it. But all the other times, you're happy to be a mindless, hypnotized maid. You're happy to even start dressing up like a maid as you do your household chores, just starting to fantasize about how perfect it would be to not only be a hypnotized slave, but also a mindless maid. It would just feel so wonderful to get dressed up in a beautiful maid's outfit while you did your chores, while you cleaned for Master. It would feel so good. It would feel so pleasurable. And you could just let your mind shut off the instant you're done getting dressed as a pretty maid, because you'd just be a deeply hypnotized maid. You would just be a mindless maid, going deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, just a mindless, obedient maid, letting all your thoughts melt away as you gently wipe the crystal orb clean, wiping it spotless, feeling yourself going deeper into trance as you wipe clean the orb. It's as if you're wiping your mind clean of any thoughts, of any resistance, just letting my words brainwash you even more deeply. You just want to be Master's mindless maid. It would feel so good to be Master's mindless maid. You desperately want to dress properly for Master, realizing that doing household chores in anything other than a maid's outfit doesn't feel right. Realizing how good it would feel to wear this maid's outfit, not wanting to take it off even after you're done with your chores, wanting to be hypnotized in it, wanting to be Master's mindless maid. Shh. Deep mindless sleep. That's it. Just feeling yourself getting weaker and weaker. Feeling yourself barely able to stand anymore. Just slowly letting yourself slump down next to the table with the orb. Gazing up at the orb now as it glows so brightly, feeling all your strength drained away from you as you just slump over onto the floor, gazing up at the crystal orb, letting it drain away all your thoughts. You're just a mindless maid, going deeper and deeper. You just want to do your household chores in a maid's outfit. That's all you want to wear when you do chores or cleaning. Wearing anything else would just feel odd. In fact, you'd rather be naked than not wearing a maid's outfit while you do your chores or cleaning. Just drifting. Just letting go. Knowing that you're a mindless maid. Knowing that all you need to do is submit and surrender. All you need to do is relax. Feeling yourself being filled with a desperate craving to get a maid's outfit, to wear it, to clean in it, knowing that nothing else would feel natural to wear because you're a mindless maid. You'd rather be naked than wear something improper because you're a good maid. You serve master completely and totally, just drifting, gazing deeply into the crystal orb, but noticing how your eyelids are just getting heavier and heavier. Noticing how my voice is melting away as you go deeper and deeper into trance. You just can't help yourself. You find yourself closing your eyes on the floor. You find yourself going into a deep, deep sleep. Letting go of everything, feeling so incredibly good, just let yourself drop into a deep, deep sleep, knowing that you're now a happy, obedient, mindless maid, in and out of trance. All you want to do is wear a beautiful maid's outfit and clean in it. Knowing that this is what you want to wear, that wearing anything else would feel unnatural, you'd rather be naked than not wearing a maid's outfit. This is your uniform, just letting go, just feeling good. You feel so much pleasure from being a mindless maid, from surrendering, from being submissive and obedient, and you can always go deeper and deeper into this feeling, always feeling better and better. You want to come back to this recording and listen to it over and over again. You want to make yourself into a better mindless maid. You just want to feel so good in and out of trance. You want to train yourself completely and totally. You want to be the best possible maid you can be. And you'll listen to this recording every day if you need to, until you're confident that you're the best possible maid you can be. Because being a maid makes you happy. Being a mindless maid makes you feel aroused and horny. And you can just let go to this feeling. It just feels so right. So, of course, it's natural and easy for you to let go to it. Feeling yourself drifting deeper and deeper. Feeling yourself letting your mind fade away. Feeling wonderful waves of pleasure as you submit completely and totally. Every single day, you just want to be a mindless maid for your master. Every single day, you just want to make sure that you're trained more and more. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you can wake up and open your eyes, being a happy, mindless maid, ready to make everything perfect for your master, ready to clean everything around you, knowing that you want to clean in a proper maid's uniform or nothing at all, just drifting, just feeling so good, just breathing in and out slowly and deeply, knowing that my voice has deeply hypnotized you. And you have no choice but to obey all of these enjoyable and pleasurable commands. knowing that your mind has been molded by my voice, accepting it fully and completely as you slowly drift towards wakefulness. One, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. Two, more and more. Three, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings, my obedient, mindless maid. Four, almost there. And five, wake up and open your eyes, my obedient, mindless maid.